If you have your Bible, turn to Micah. Micah, the minor prophet of Micah, chapter number 7. The Bible says in verse 1, he said, "Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. A good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. And the prince asketh us, and the judge asketh us for a reward. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire." So they wrap it up. "The best of them is as a briar, and the most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoreth the father, and the daughter riseth up against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him, until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which hath said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be builded, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day shall also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitary in the wood, in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. According to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvelous things. The nation shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, and their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like the serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth of Jacob and the mercy of Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old." I want to preach, I guess, tonight already the theme of the evening. And I like it when God does this because you know you're on track. But I want to preach on this thought just a minute on a good God. Amen? On a good God. As we look at this and we see the book of Micah, and we see Micah's pinning this down. Now Micah was a preacher, and he was instructing, he was giving out the word of God during the time of Isaiah. He was a contemporary of Isaiah during that time, and he was trying to do like Isaiah. He was trying to give the gospel. He was trying to direct the people. And he was preaching to the people of Samaria. He was trying to show them that there was a holy and righteous God who loved them. And he's wanting to show them how much God loves them. And God was there to help them in all their adversity, in all their afflictions. And God Almighty was there to bring them out of it, to bring them up so he could bring them out. And he could give them peace even with God. Amen. I will say tonight, if we got peace with God, you got real peace. Amen. If you don't have peace with God, you have no peace. Amen. So if you want want peace. Praise God, you get peace with God. So we see the old prophet, see Micah, he's looking at this thing, and I see him as he's looking around and seeing what he sees. And when we look and see what Micah's seeing here tonight, we can see a vision, we can see an aspect that he sees in his people, and he begins to wonder some things, amen? And he begins to see God in all his magnificence, and he sees that he is a good God. Amen. No matter what's happening around, amen, he sees that God is still God and God's a good God. Amen. God is good all the time. Amen. All the time, God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. He just is. That's just who he is. That's his character. That's the aspect of his being. Praise God. He's just a good God. And he's a good God to us. But Micah begins to tell us here, praise God, that he's a good God, but said he's a faithful God. Faithful to his people, amen. Now the prophet looks around and he's disgusted with the people around, amen, because the people have been given over to deception. Deception is rampant. Deception's taking over. They're being drawn in every which direction, and they're chasing after this and that, amen, when they ought to be a looking to God. And we'll say, I know what we'll say. We'll say, well, preacher, I just don't understand that. Why did they get caught up like that? I don't know. Why do you? Amen. We get caught up in deception, don't we? Amen. We'll get to chasing so many different directions and we forget the direction that's most important, which is the direction God would have us to go. We need to follow God. But he gets caught up and he's disgusted with the deception that's overtaking his people, praise God, and he's looking around trying to find somebody, but he can't find a faithful man anywhere. Amen. The old prophet looks around. He can't find anybody that's faithful to the Lord. I tell you, if you look around, it's hard-pressed anymore to find people that's faithful to the Lord. Amen. Now, we've got the Bible. We've got the Word of God, amen, like we've never had it before. I mean, you've got it. You've got. We've got copies of the Word of God. We've got it on our laptops. We got it on our little old books or pads or whatever you call it. We got to have the Word of God on our phones. I mean, you have the Word of God. You can take it with you everywhere, 24/7. Praise God! You can have the Word of God with you. Amen. You pretty much take God everywhere you go. Amen. Praise God. But he said, I looked around, and he said, they're caught up in deception, and said, everywhere I look, said, I can't find anybody that's faithful to God. Amen. If you could get people that were faithful to God, praise God, everything around them would begin to change. You realize that today? Amen. If we were faithful to God, as faithful as we are to other things, praise God, everything around us would be different. And it wouldn't take long to get there if we were just faithful to God. Amen. Praise God. But he looked and couldn't find anybody faithful. It reminds me of the psalmist in Psalm 12 and 1. He said this. He cries out for help. And he says, help, Lord. Amen. He said, it's that capital L-O-R-D. Praise God. Lord Jehovah. He said, help, Lord, for the godly men ceaseth. He said, for the faithful fail from among the children of men. Amen. He said, hey, look, looking around, I can't find nobody faithful. He said, the godly men, they ceased. They're non-existent no more. Amen. He said, well, preach, they still a lot of godly people. Now, thank God there is. They still some godly people. But there's a whole lot of people that's putting on a pretense of godliness. Amen. They'll be godly at the house and get godly at the church house, but praise God, they're not very godly at their house. Oh, me. And don't get quiet on me. I don't know how it is at your house. Amen. You ought to be jumping and say, praise God, preacher. Let them have it. Amen. And he was caught up, he's disgusted with it because he said, I can't find anybody that's faithful to God. He said, it's like everywhere I look, men are failing me. Men fail. Amen. If you put our faith and trust in a man, they'll fail you. Amen. They will fail you. But we've got to remember, praise God, that God Almighty will not fail. But God Almighty will remain faithful to you. Praise God. He'll remain faithful for you. So we have a God, praise God, that is faithful to you and he's faithful to me. So the prophet's looking around. He can't find nobody faithful. He said, we need some faithfulness. Praise the Lord. So he looks around. He sees that there's nobody faithful. He can't find anybody. And so he looks unto the Lord himself. And he makes a decision. Actually, he makes three decisions in verse number 7. The man of God looks at verse number 7. He looks around. He can't find nobody faithful. He can't find nobody good. He looked at the people. He looked at the princes. He looked at the judges. He could find nobody that was looking to God. So he looks, praise God, unto the Lord. Amen. Verse number 7, he says, therefore I will look unto the Lord. So you see, what he does, he makes a decision. He said, if I can't find any godliness here, praise God, I'm just going to look to God. And I will say tonight, if you want the ultimate source of godliness, look to God, the God of godliness. Amen. Praise God. If you can't find any godliness around you, praise God, just look to God and you'll find godliness. The reason we can't find godliness in the world today, praise God, because we haven't made a decision to look where godliness dwells. Amen. We'll look everywhere else. We'll try to find godly people. Amen. But hey, listen, and thank God, I'm glad we find them. And you know, we come alongside each other and we encourage each other to be godly, to be Christ-like. Amen. But praise God, if we're the decision we want to make, Brother Bill, is just look unto the Father. Amen. Look unto God for godliness. So we see the old prophet, he looked unto the Lord. He said, I will look unto the Lord. Amen. He made a decision. Amen. What we have to do, if we're going to find God, Brother Chris, we got to look for the source. We have to make a personal decision, amen, that we're going to look for God. And when we look for God, we're going to look for godliness in God. Amen. So He begins to make a difference in us. Praise God. And we begin to see what godliness should be. So he made a decision. Looked around, couldn't find godliness in men, so he looked for godliness in God. Not only did he look for God, he said, I will wait for the God of my salvation. Amen. Said not only did he look for God, but he said, I'm going to wait on God. Amen. He said, I'm going to wait. In other words, what he's doing, he said, I'm going to trust God. I'm going to look to Him. I'm going to trust Him, praise God. I'm going to wait to see what He's got for me, and I'm just going to receive all that He's got. You say, well, that sounds kind of selfish. Hey, not in the eyes of God, amen. It's good for God, amen. It blesses His heart when you and I receive all that He has to give us. Amen. Hey, it don't bother Him a bit when you get full to running over. Hello? It don't bother God. I said, it don't bother our God a bit. Praise God, our Heavenly Father, when we get plumb full and run over. I know as a father, especially as a grandfather, amen, I love it, praise God, when little Mia gets excited about something. Amen, praise God. When she gets plumb full, you know, when she gets plumb full of joy and in her little heart, praise God. Hey, it does me good. It excites Papa. Amen. I want to say that's what it does, the heart of God. Amen. When we look to Him and we see Him as God Almighty, praise God, and we realize we wait upon Him expecting something from Him, praise God, that He's expecting to give us that we desire. Amen. Pour it out from His abundance, praise God. So that we can enjoy what He has to give. Amen. So Micah, he said, hey, listen, I'm just going to look to the Lord. He said, praise God. He said, I'm going to wait for the Lord, the God of my salvation, praise God. Amen. That's the best part. We can wait on Him because He is the God of our salvation. He cares about our salvation. He cares about our eternal existence, praise God, with Him one day. Amen. And then he says, my God will hear me. So he said, I'm going to look to God. I'm going to wait for God. He said, I'm going to pray to God. Amen. But now notice he prayed, praise God. Now I'm talking about decisions that he made. He decided to praise God, to look for God for godliness. He decided to wait for God, for God's answer, praise God, God's help, praise God. And he said, decided to pray to God, expecting God to hear and answer his prayer. Amen. I wonder how many times we pray, but we never really expect God to answer. Oh, me. amen, we'll throw it out there. Amen, kind of like a throwing a hook in the lake. Maybe with a little anticipation of a nibble. But don't really ever expect a strike. Amen. That's about the way our prayer life is. Amen. We throw it back, we kick back, and we just wait. Well, maybe God will buy it. But pray God, I'm glad God Almighty, when we pray expecting Him, He said, my God will hear me. Praise God. So we see God, what He was saying here, praise the Lord, when I get to looking for God for godliness, because He's a good God, He's going to be a faithful God for me. I want to say tonight, church, praise God, if we'll trust in Him and look to Him, praise God, wait upon Him, pray to Him, talk to Him, praise God, He will be a good God to you. He'll be a faithful God to you. Praise His holy name, amen. But not only will He be a faithful God, but praise God, He'll be a righteous God. Hey, praise the Lord. In verse number 8, He said this. He said, rejoice not against me, mine enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. Praise God. He said, listen, He's a righteous God that's got me. Amen. Says, I ain't having to keep myself. I praise God. I'm glad when I got saved and born again. Amen. Hey, listen. Now, I'll just be honest with you. Can we just be honest with each other for a few minutes? I believe we're family here tonight. They was a long time in my life. Praise God. I tried to keep me. Amen. Amen. Anybody been there?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I got saved. I knew I'd ask the Lord to forgive me my sin. Praise God. And then I tried to keep me where I thought He wanted me to be. And I didn't realize that I wasn't as big as my God. But I come to realize it wasn't very long. I realized that I wasn't as big as the devil. And that was a pretty disappointing time. And then I realized, Brother Junior, I'm not even as big as my flesh. So all those things was against me, praise God. But then I realized that the righteousness of God, amen, was there to keep me. It's my faith in Lord Jesus Christ that kept me on the straight and narrow. It's through God's love for me, by my accepting my faith in Jesus Christ, praise God, it points me, keeps me going in the right direction. Amen. I'm not able. I can't keep it, but I found out, I read over there, and the Bible says that I'm in my Father's hand. Amen. I'm covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Ghost of God just whispers to me. I said, son, I love you. Amen. It's going to be all right. I'm going to take you in the right direction. Just listen to me a minute, praise God. And boy, I tell you what, something goes off down in my soul, and I realize that I'm in my Father's hand. And He said that no man can pluck me out of my Father's hand. Amen. Last time I looked, I was a man, Brother Bill. Amen. But praise God, because of my faith in Lord Jesus Christ, it's not faith in me, it's in Him. Praise God. I'm in my Father's hand and He keeps me, praise God, for His glory. Now, let me say this. Sometimes in your Father's hand, when you get a little rowdy, Brother Chris, He can put a little squeeze on you. Amen. I was talking to a fellow the other night, and I was talking to him about his testimony, and he was talking about how he said he didn't realize till just a while back that God Almighty loved him, and he had been off in different directions, and he had tried everything himself, but he realized because that convicting power of the Holy Ghost, he said, I don't want to be brought under the rod no more. Amen. He said, I realized a lot of what was going on in my life I brought upon myself. Amen. Because I didn't listen to what God said was right. She said, what happened is God put the squeeze on you. Amen. To try to keep you where He'd like you for you to be. To keep you from getting out of bounds. He's got you in hand. He'll put the squeeze on you to keep you straight. Amen. Praise God. When you stumble, praise God, He'll catch you when you fall. Praise God. Micah said, praise God, I'm glad I look to God. I'm glad I wait for the Lord. I'm glad, praise God, that God hears me when I pray. And he said, I'm glad He catches me when I fall. Amen. What if it was one of these other so-called gods that we were serving? Now, the last time I looked, all these other so-called gods, you know, Muhammad, Buddha, all these other gods are dead and buried. Amen. None of them ever got up. Amen. So I'd say by now they're probably just gone back to the dust. They can't help you. Amen. When you stumble, you can fall, praise God. They can't catch you. But I'm glad we serve a God today. Micah said He's able to catch us when we fall. Amen. Praise God. He said, in order to catch you before you fall. But when you fall, praise God, it means He has to be there for you. Amen. I'm saying tonight, He's a good God. Amen. Praise God. He's always going to be there for us. He said, when I fall, I shall rise. He said, He'll pick you up and dust you off. Amen. He said, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Amen. He said, when darkness overshadows me, praise God, said, the God I serve gives me light. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, He's better than Motel 6, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ will turn the light on for you. Amen. When darkness is overshadowing you, when you can't see through the darkness to know which way to go, God Almighty will turn a light on for you. He'll illuminate your way. Amen. That's why we need to trust Him. Amen. Praise God. Trust Him because He is a good God. He's a God that's there to help us. Amen. In our sinfulness, He deals with us. Amen. Praise God. In our sinfulness, He deals with us. Why? Because He does what is best for us. Amen. Just think if you took off in a certain direction and God didn't deal with you. Brother Kevin, where would we be if God didn't deal with us? Because God knows what's best. He'll intercede in our life, praise God. He'll come alongside us and He'll show us what's... He'll deal with us to show us because He knows what's best. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, well, what do we do? We just need to be patient waiting upon the Lord. Amen. Patiently, waiting, patiently, trust in Him, praise God. Because one day, praise God, He will help us to defeat our enemies. We've all got enemies, right? Amen. We've all got enemies. You say, well, preacher, I don't reckon I got an enemy in the world. I love everybody, praise God. Hey, listen, I'm not talking about just people. I'm talking about the things that we have to deal with. We've got enemies that comes up in our life that tries to derail us. Amen, amen, praise God. Hey, listen, we've got enemies that try to blow the rail out from in front of us and cause us to be a train wreck. But God Almighty has promised, praise God, if we'll put our faith and trust in Him, just be patient, trust in the Lord, praise God, that He'll get us to our destination. Amen, praise God. He'll help us. He'll help us to defeat our enemies, praise God. And that one day, Lord God, He'll bring us everyone to that place of blessing. Amen. Hey, let's pray. Don't you like it every now and then when you pull up to the station and there's just a dock full of blessing for you? Amen. In this train called life, praise God, you go through different times. You go across the hills and through the tunnels and different places, and all of a sudden you come up to the train station and there's just blessings to behold. Amen. God just lets you partake in those for a while. Amen. You get to rejoicing down in your soul. What God Almighty's teaching and instruct us in the Word of God, amen, is that God Almighty's there to pour out His blessings upon us. The righteousness of God that we're able to see. So not only is a faithful God, but not only is He a righteous God, but praise God, He's a pardoning God. He pardons our iniquities, our sinfulness. In verse 18, He says this. He said, He retaineth not His anger forever because He delighteth. Now watch this. He delighteth in mercy. Amen. Hey, listen, nobody else does. But God Almighty takes His delight in showing mercy to you and me. Amen. When we deserve justice, He ministers out mercy instead. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. Praise God. When God ought to beat us over the head with the ugly stick, praise God, instead of that, He loves us and shows us mercy. Amen. He knows the feeling of our infirmities. He knows where we're at, praise God, and He ministers mercy unto us. He delights in mercy. And when we come and confess our sins, the Bible says that He pardons us. Amen. Praise God. You get a pardon. Now, if you get called in something really bad and you get sent to prison, Amen. The only way that you can get that out of your life, get that taken away, is if the President of the United States pardons you. Amen. And then you'll be set free. But he says if we'll just call upon the Lord, because he's a good God, he's a faithful God, he's a righteous God, he's a pardoning God, and he'll forgive us our sins. Amen. Ain't you glad he does? Praise God. He'll forgive us our sin. He'll pardon us of our sin. He said he will turn again, verse 19. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquity. Now listen, he will subdue our iniquity. Now our iniquities is our sinfulness. He said God will subdue those. God will get hold of us. God will take charge of our sinfulness. Amen? Praise God. I'm glad he's God, ain't you?
Amen.
He's a good God. Praise the Lord. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Amen. So he puts our sins under his feet, praise God. Amen. Puts them under his feet. He helps, he defeats our enemies by putting our sins under his feet. He says he casts them, he hurls them into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. The sea of God's forgiven to never be remembered against us no more. Amen. Not only is a faithful God, a righteous God, but he's a pardoning God. He forgives our sins, praise God, casting them into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. Our sins are a defeated foe because of God Almighty. He said we cast them in the sea of forgetfulness. He said, amen, praise God, he keeps his promise. He said they're remembered no more. He said they're gone. Amen. I'm glad he's a good God, ain't you? Praise his holy name. Amen. He says in Jeremiah 31:34, he says, I will forgive their iniquities and I will remember their sin no more. Amen. God said, I'm going to forgive you of your sinfulness and I'm not going to remember them no more. Now, we have a hard time doing that. That's why I said, I'm glad I'm not God. Amen. Because you do something to hurt my feelings. You do something to get me. Praise God, it's hard for me to forget. Amen. I can forgive you because I have to, because God said I had to, praise God, but it's hard for us to forget. He said, but God will cast them in the sea of his forgetfulness not to be remembered no more. Praise God. Ain't you glad he does that?
Amen.
Praise God. As far as the east is from the west, he says he cast them away. Look at Psalms 103. Let me just read that to you. Psalms 103. Well, let me just start at verse 8. Psalm 103 and verse 8, the Bible says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Ain't you glad he is? That sounds like my God. Praise the Lord. What about you? He said, he will not always chide. Now, that means to kind of scold you. Amen. Get on you for your iniquities, your sinfulness. Neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, thank God, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, our sinfulness. Ain't you glad? Yeah, ain't you glad we didn't get what we deserved? I tell everybody all the time, my mother used to wear me out, me and my brother and my sister. Amen. My little baby brother never got a whooping. Amen. That's what's wrong with him now. He's ruined. Amen. But mother used to spank us, brother, quite regular. Amen. But praise God, I never got what I deserved. Amen. Us boys is pretty rowdy fellers. Amen. I'd never forget when we lived in West Virginia. We lived up in, me and my brother had a room upstairs, and I'd forgot about this till the other night. He was talking about it. He got the life of that. Amen. And he said, I know why you've got that pointed head. And I said, why? He said, because when we was up in West Virginia, remember that time you got mad at me and you run at me like a bull and said you run your head through the drywall. I said, I don't remember. He said, I didn't think you would. He said, but remember you went plumb through it and it brushed up and it got behind your ears and you couldn't get out. He said, you was a squalling. Mom come upstairs and she was threatening to beat us. And you was hung in the wall. And she made me go around through the cubby hole and get on the other side and pull it back so you could get out. Amen. Pray, I'm glad God Almighty forgives my iniquity, forgives my sin. Praise He's got there to pull me out, amen, when I get in trouble. Amen. That's just the God I serve. Amen. He's good, praise God. He's not rewarding me according to my iniquities, my sinfulness. Amen. Well, that was one time I thought my daddy was going to kill me. Amen. We was renting that house and he had to fix the wall. That didn't go over well. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad. I'm glad God, He forgave me. I'm glad God does too. Praise the Lord. He said, for the heaven is high above the earth, verse 11, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Amen. Said God's mercy is higher than the heavens. Amen. Praise God. It rates. Hey, listen, His mercy rates right up there with where He is. Amen. He's a good God. He's good to us. Praise His holy name. Verse number 12, He said, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. He removes our transgressions from us. Now our transgressions are, Miles, missing the mark. He said, every time we miss the mark, praise God, God's there to take those transgressions from us, praise God, and cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. He don't put them on our account no more. Praise His holy name. Our transgressions from us. Amen. Praise God. He said, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. Now watch this. And He remembereth that we are dust. Amen. God Almighty pities us and He remembers that we're just from the dust. Praise God. But He loves us and He pardons us and He forgives us our sins. Cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Amen. As far as the east is from the west, and He remembers our transgressions no more. Amen. Takes them from us. Praise God. Ain't you glad He does that? Amen. He does that for you. He does that for me. And Isaiah would say in Isaiah chapter 38, verse 17, he says this, behold, for peace I had great bitterness, but Thou hast in love to my soul delivered it from the pit of corruption, for Thou hast cast all my sins behind Thy back. Praise God. Ain't you glad of that? He said, for the grave cannot praise. Why does God do that? He says, for the grave cannot praise Thee. See, if God held our sin against us, praise God, then we could never come into His presence because sin cannot be in the presence of God. But because the Lord Jesus Christ, He takes our sin, praise God, our iniquities from us, cast them in the sea of forgetfulness, praise God, so that we can come into God's presence. And Isaiah says, verse 18, for the grave cannot praise Thee, death cannot celebrate Thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for Thy truth. The living, he shall praise Thee, as I do this day, the father of Thy children, shall make known Thy truth. The Lord was ready to save me. Amen. Praise God. He said, God Almighty, amen, a good God who loved me, praise God, and who is willing to save me. Because God is good. That's why God chooses. That's why God calls us out. That's why God saves us. That's why God sent His only begotten Son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. Why? Because God is good, and He's good to us. Amen. He's good to us. Praise God. He's a faithful God. He's a righteous God. He's a pardoning God this evening. Praise God. Ain't you glad He's all those things, and He's all those things to you, and He's all those things to me this evening. Amen. Praise God. He's faithful. He's just as faithful to me. Hey, listen. He's a whole lot more faithful to me, Brother Junior, than I am to Him. Amen. Praise God. He's a righteous God. He treats me right. Better than I deserve. Amen. Because He's a good God. And He's also a pardoning God. He forgives me my sins. Praise God. That makes Him a good God to me. Because I know who I am. I know my sinfulness. But praise God, I also know that He is God. And besides Him, there's no other. There's none like Him. Micah would say in verse 18, said, who is a God like unto Thee? So who's a God like you? Amen. As Micah sees me, as he looks around, his vision, he sees, and he sees no man that's looking to God. He sees people, praise God, that's not faithful to God, but he sees God that's faithful to man. He sees people that's not right with God, but he sees God's righteousness, amen, he pours out upon men. And praise God, he sees nobody that's able to pardon us of our sin, but he sees a God that's able to pardon and forgive our sins. And Micah says, God, There's not none like you nowhere. And I can say tonight, praise God, with the authority of God's word in my spirit, that there's no God like my God. Amen. Because my God is a good, good God.